listening to the Maggie Dawn Show, John and Gordy filling in today, and she'll be back again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Phone lines are open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Dan Schaefer joins us now. He's our political editor for Civic Media. Dan, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show this afternoon. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, you've got something to turn everybody on to. It's a poll, an inside poll by Republicans, right?
Yeah. So we are now just over 60 days away from the Wisconsin Supreme Court election as part of the spring election cycle. As if were you ready to get back into campaign mode here in Wisconsin?
Is that what everybody was
waiting for right now? We had about a 2 month break from the campaign cycle, like that. Now we're ready to get back at it here.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're tired of talking about the administration. So I think diverting our attention to the election. Why not?
I mean, the election is going to be one of the first really significant state level tests in, kind of this second Trump era now. And obviously with Wisconsin being a critical swing state and all of that, it's going to be really interesting to see, how people respond to, what's happening in the administration, how that impacts things at the state level. And so there was a poll today, WisPolitics reported on this, that a conservative group, to be clear, the Institute for Reforming Government, they released a poll today that found that Brad Schimmel, the right-wing candidate, has a slight edge over liberal candidate Susan Crawford among registered voters. Now, again, I will caution that this is a poll from a conservative group. They have been in the news in the past for, there were some public records released that showed that that people had discussed with them about, kind of putting out certain polls to benefit conservatives. And I looked through some of the questions here.
Yeah.
They are a little bit leading in a number of them.
Yeah.
But it also did show that in the same poll that showed Brad Schimmel with a lead here, it also showed strong approval ratings for Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call, significant favorability numbers for both of them. So I think that is an interesting, kind of component of this that we're taking a look at here as well. But the survey did show that Brad Schimmel is in the lead in this poll. So, again, all caveats, are factors here. But I think it is, interesting to see that this is going to be a little bit of a different race than what we saw 2 years ago when it was an open seat and former Justice Daniel Kelly was running against Janet Protasiewicz. Now, this year, a little bit different. No primary for the candidates here because there are only the two candidates running. So they're getting off to the races with
Fast
the general
start.
Election ads. We're seeing both candidates get up on TV. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out.
Dan, what are the issues that each candidate is focusing in on at this point?
I think it is, not too dissimilar from what we saw, a couple of years ago when the liberal candidate is going to focus on things like reproductive rights is going to be a big one. Just kind of having a pro-democracy majority is kind of the way that Ben Wickler, the chair of the Wisconsin Democrats, has characterized the now liberal majority on the court. And Brad Schimmel has had to spend a lot of time over the past couple of weeks talking about comments he made about some of the January 6th rioters that he essentially was siding with in comments made on a conservative talk radio program not too long ago.
Do you have that ready? Sam, do you have that cut? Brad Schimmel's cut?
Mm-hmm.
We can play that for everybody right here and check it out. And I think we've got it almost ready.
Hang on. We're queuing it up.
I call him Bumbling Brad, at least, when he was at AG in the state. And I'm surprised that a lot of people don't have a memory for what happened under his watch in this state. It was tragic. Brad is known for saying that the state did not have any control over its drinking water supply. For some reason, we don't control our own state. The government can't say and stop people from draining our supplies of water. Very unusual. I think that was reversed, though. Yes, go ahead. Let's listen to Brad.
Okay.
If you look at the history of the world, if the history of the world is as wide as I can spread my arms, that's it, all of it. The part that is freedom is barely a gap. It's barely a spark plug gap between my fingers, right? And almost all of that history of freedom in this world has been us, what we've done in America. There's other places that have had some degrees of freedom, but nothing like here. If we let this go, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? To get it back, there has to be another bloody revolution.
Wow.
Because the socialists won't give it up. They won't walk away. Mm-hmm. And why on earth would these people be favoring socialists? Why? They know it won't work. We know the answer. The money and the power, right? Mm-hmm. And because with socialism, there's a handful of people who have all the money and all the power, and everybody else is screwed.
Mm-hmm.
These people, the Obamas, they all know which side of that they're on. They know.
This is a billionaire administration that was just elected into office, and he's talking about money being the problem on the Democratic side of the aisle. Dan?
Yeah. Well, he's saying a lot of things that are pretty concerning.
Yeah, he really is saying a lot of things.
You know, and I think if you give the context of, you know, the fact that he has been on the airwaves defending the January 6th rioters,
yes,
and he's
yes.
also calling for violent revolution,
yeah.
in these comments that were picked up from a Republican Party meet and greet in Adams County not too long ago, you know, it's pretty concerning that, you know, and I think when you think ahead to, or you think back to what happened 4 years ago when the Wisconsin Supreme Court was the closest in the nation, the closest state court in the nation to overturning the 2020 election results. And I think if you want your vote to count in this election, pretty basic concept, right? If you want your vote to count in the state of Wisconsin, I think it is pretty concerning to see, you know, the former attorney general and the candidate for this this seat on the state's highest court to be talking about violent revolution and to be defending the January 6th rioters.
And insinuating, of course, that their party, the Conservative Party, is going to save America. And when you think of that meaning, what stands behind that is that he can't be an impartial justice. We're trying to get somebody on the bench who is impartial, and this obviously, you know, flips that on its head.
Yeah, he has not been, you know, there's been other campaigns in the past where conservative justices have tried to say that, you know, that where they don't want to put their thumb on the scale,
right,
or,
exactly.
or whatever it might be. Schimmel is not running that kind of campaign this
no.
time. It's clearly a very partisan campaign, and it seems to be really leaning into the, you know, just the Donald Trump victory last year, where, yeah, I think the strategy from the Schimmel campaign seems to be that if we get the Trump voters who won him the election mm-hmm. last fall yep. to come out for the April election, then they'll win. So it's really a base motivating type of play, where I think an election in a spring, the spring election cycle is a little bit different. You know, the electorate for a spring election is a little bit different than what you might see in the fall presidential race. And so I think that is that's going to be an important piece for, you know, the Schimmel campaign to navigate. And for those of us who are, you know, kind of observing the campaign here to understand where the priorities are being placed throughout this.
Right.
Talking with Dan Schaefer, political editor for Civic Media. Dan, let's turn to Ben Wickler's run to head up the Democratic campaign for the next few years. They're going to pick somebody this Saturday. Is that right?
This Saturday, the DNC chair vote will be held. So it's, this, I guess, kind of like abbreviated campaign of sorts
yeah.
between a number of different voices who have been, you know, jumping into the mix here. But I think there was one, you know, pretty significant endorsement that came for Mr. Ben Wickler last night. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi mm-hmm. Threw her weight behind Ben Wickler in this race. So I think that, you know, people are really characterizing this as the top two candidates for this role being Ben Wickler in Wisconsin and Ken Martin from Minnesota. And I think Martin was seen as much more of like that had the inside track on all of this at the outset, given that he was, you know, a member of the DNC. And I think he has been, from what I understand, has been lining up this run for a number of years. And, you know, given the results in November, I think that really led to Ben Wickler, you know, jumping into this race, getting a lot of support. And, you know, I saw one, you know, I don't know how much stock to put into some of these goofy betting markets that pop up online right. now, yeah. but there was like a betting market for the DNC chair that I saw, and it really, you know, had Martin in the lead until last night when Pelosi, you know, Pelosi spoke, and that really flipped things. And wow. now people seem okay. to think that Wickler might be the favorite in this race. And, you know, the queen has spoken kind of type of yeah. vibe around the Pelosi endorsement.
Well, there's not a lot of people that are in favor of Pelosi at this point. You know, it might be, you know, the old is still influencing the new and the young. And I think that's one thing that happened during the election is that the party itself ignored youth. And they should have gone to the base a little bit more than they did. And they should have heard the cries and the protests about Gaza and done something more toward that. That would have secured the base. And I think that's what we're going for this time. And I think that's why Schimmel is obviously going very conservative, appealing strictly to the base to see how that works. Maybe it'll work for him. At least in that poll, it seems to be working fine.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that is a good, interesting question about, like, Pelosi. So Pelosi and Schumer have now both endorsed Ben Wickler
right.
in this. And so, you know, when I was on one of our other programs across the Civic Media Network, I was talking about, is that a good thing, you know, to get the yeah. to get the establishment support
I know,
at this point?
I'm not quite
you know,
sure that works.
I do think, you know, Pelosi in particular, like, the fact that she was so emphatic about the disastrous debate from yeah. Joe Biden yeah. moving on to a different candidate. I think that really was the only reason that Democrats had a chance in the presidential election was moving on from Biden. And I think that switch not only gave them a fighting chance, obviously didn't ultimately work in the end, but it probably saved, you know, maybe a half a dozen Senate seats from going the other direction and dozens of House seats, I think, too, because I think we were looking at just a real down ballot disaster for Democrats if they had not moved from Biden to Harris in the summer. So, you know, I think when the fact that Pelosi was key to that decision, the fact that Pelosi is lining up behind Wickler there as well, you know, she is kind of the kingmaker. Still in the Democratic Party.
I do want to at least mention that I think Kamala and Walz did a great job. I think they were very progressive. They did really appeal to youth. Mm-hmm. But in the end, near the end at least, they started leveling off and starting to act more, you know, standard Democratic, you know, rhetoric. And that, I think, turned a lot of people off at that point. Do we have enough time?
Yeah, we got about a minute.
Okay.
A minute and a half.
You know, I wondered, is there any reason why the Supreme Court is taking so much time on the abortion issue? Because we really have to kind of squeak that under the line here before something happens and the court may swing to the conservatives again.
Well, I think that's going to be part of the campaign for the next 60 days. I think reproductive rights and abortion rights are going to be front and center in this campaign. And you're right, the liberal majority in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the gears of justice move pretty slowly. And I think there was a report that we did at the Recombobulation Era last mm-hmm. year that showed that the pace of cases being heard was much slower in the past 2 years than it had been in a number of other terms for the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Well,
so that's something to watch.
They
got to
pick it up. I mean, this is really an important issue in this state, and a majority of people in this state at least appreciate having choice in this state. That's what it's all about. All right. Well, we run out of time.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break here. Dan is going to stay with us. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. And we are John Peterson, Gordy Young in our studios here in Madison, Wisconsin at the headquarters of Civic Media. We will be back with more from Dan Schaefer in just a minute.